whatever. Whatever.
And if it is burning, you need to see a doctor. You need to see a physician.
Immediately.
Yes.
Immediately.
Yes.
Civil.
Good morning, happy Friday, one and all.
J. Anthony Brown.
Try it again.
J. Anthony Brown.
I'll be in Charlotte on Saturday at the comedy, the poet jam in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Are you doing some little ditties?
Yeah, I'm just going over and see how it goes. Okay. Get some rhymes.
Okay. Bust a flow. Okay.
And Dominique is in Columbia, South Carolina.
Tom, Steve, and Jay. I'm in Columbia. I'm on my way to Columbia.
You start tonight?
I start tonight, Saturday night and Sunday night.
All right. Check her out in Columbia, South Carolina.
The Comedy House.
The Comedy House.
Liver pudding is going down.
Be careful of the weather. They say going to be really bad storms on the East Coast today, especially, Dom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so be careful.
Oh. I know I'm stuck in Atlanta. I was like, woo, it's hard to get into Columbia.
Yeah, it's a big city, Dominique.
But look, Jay, once I heard the White House was going to the Lakers, it was all worth it.
Life is good, huh?
I said I had a big old grin on my face, Sib. It was all worth it after that.
A big liver-eating pudding grin,
in
huh?
In case you haven't heard.
I just got through telling Roy what Dwight Howard's going to do for the Lakers. He's going to do what he do all the time.
Think about
going someplace else. That's what
No, he never played with the likes of the Black Mamba. He's going to stay right where he is. He never won before.
Well, I can't wait. Will Dwight Howard stay with the Lakers? Let's see. We'll hear that for about a year.
Okay, so Kobe, Steve Nash, and Dwight Howard?
Pau Gasol is still
and
there.
And Pau Gasol, Tom.
Don't forget Pau.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a bad season last year. I didn't really expect they were going to let us stay the Charlotte Bobcats. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I said, come on, Mitch Kupchak. And people been tweeting me saying, Tom, tell Tom don't get on the bandwagon. See, I said no. Tom can get on the bandwagon, but he might not want to.
Uh-oh.
He can't. I will receive Tom. He's been pulling out some winners lately.
But I'm not getting on anybody else's bandwagon.
But if you don't want to, Steve, that's fine.
That's true.
It's okay, but he's more than welcome. But if he don't want to, don't worry, Tom. No
preseason worries. Preseason football last night. No, I had nothing to do with Michael Vick going down in the second quarter with a thumb injury.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
You were for Vick when he stopped playing.
I've always been a Michael Vick fan, but I had nothing to do.
Are you sure?
Voice
went
high
and everything.
Because I'm sick of it.
I'm just tired.
The man's sick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't on Tom. That just wasn't on him.
Okay.
Will P. Diddy do American Idol?
That's the question.
I don't know.
He's supposed to be the latest linchpin in all of this, and that means that Randy will go to the back of the room.
And he's going to have to follow J-Lo?
He's going to have to follow J-Lo, but the question is,
he's always followed J-Lo.
That was part of the problem.
He might follow J-Lo, but can he sit there and not have to go on stage and show them how to do it is the problem.
And dance with all
of them. And dance with all of them saying that, you know, this is how we used to do it. That's going to be the problem. I don't think Puffy, not a good judge to me. Puffy, one of them kind of judges, going to be like, now you know you barely made it out here, right? And now that's what you're going to give us now that you barely made it? I don't know about Puffy.
You don't think that's a good choice?
Okay. I don't think that's. And then with Mariah, she a little dry. That's a little rough. Only one that's going to be good is Randy, of course. That's one thing. Randy know how to keep a job.
Randy's your dog.
Oh, yeah.
Randy going to be back?
Well, probably. They're going to have to wheel
Randy's
him
not
off.
A judge.
He's not leaving.
He's not a judge.
They're going to have to drag him off.
Oh, they're going to drag him
kicking
out, Tom. Randy going to be there. Till the last, I'm talking about till the curtain call of the whole show. He's not leaving. At all. I said, I love Randy. He know how to keep a job with Puffy. I don't know.
Okay. All right. The Kim Kardashian sex tape.
Oh, jeez. Will this thing ever just go away? I think not.
Well, I think not.
It
I think not.
Legs.
And so here's the latest. You remember when the ex-husband for 7 days?
Chris Humphries.
Chris Humphries.
Yeah.
He said that Kim Kardashian's mom put her up to doing the sex tape, shopped the deal for it and everything. Okay, and so we all dismissed that as, you know, just a guy who was really hurt.
A bitter brother.
A bitter brother. Mm-hmm. Now someone else claims that Kim Kardashian's mom helped her sell that sex tape. Mm-hmm. So now we have two people who have said that Kim Kardashian's mom has been pimping Kim Kardashian with a sex tape.
The sex tape, and this is the original Ray J sex tape.
That's the one.
I mean, it's probably true. Most parents help cultivate their children's talent. So you can't really be mad at Kris Jenner. This is what she saw in her daughter. You know what I mean, Tom? She said, well, you know, instead of me taking care of you for the rest of my life, here's your talent, and I'm going to help you. Because you can't sit dancing around here with me and Bruce. I already got to sit around him looking at him like he's like a fool. So this is, she really cultivated her daughter's talent.
That's all it is.
That's all. I'm not mad at her, and it has worked. It really has worked. She has taken her to sights unseen off of a sex tape. Sister, too. And you know she got some power. She got Lamar Odom calling her Ma and everything. Kris Jenner, a cold piece of work. Ma, they call him Lamb and all kind of stuff. He walking around there in the days. Once Kris Jenner get a hold to you, she will cultivate any talent that you have.
Whatever it is.
Oh, if it's hoeing, that is. She going to bring out the best in you. She brought out the best in her daughter. And I mean, her daughter has been working constantly.
We not going to make her Thursday morning mom, are we?
I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
Saturday night alley mom.
We don't have that category.
Steve. I will see it. Well, that category doesn't exist. But that's what people say. Oh, she shouldn't have did that, but it worked. So if you see that talent in your daughter and that's all she may be able to do, and the other option is you taking care of her for the rest of your life, then there it is.
Dominique will be at the Comedy
you are
House.
Crazy.
Columbia, South Carolina, tonight through Sunday.
All right.
Have a good weekend, Dominique.
Okay, you guys too. Talk to you on Monday.
All right, man.